when Simon Shin Beis, we're up to Sif Yud Aleph, and we will be doing from Yud Aleph through Yud Gimel. Yud Aleph Mishan Islach Lecha Yodo Batit. Someone got mud on his hand. Mekancha Biznav Hasus. He can use the horse's tail to wipe it off. Uviznav HaPar, the cow's tail. Uva Mapa HaKosha, or a very stiff kind of cloth that Hasuya Lechas Bokotsin, that is meant to prevent you from getting scratched by thorns. Avaloba Mapa Shemekancha Bayadayim. But you cannot use a towel that was meant to wash to dry hands in. Shlo yasig gedera shulso bechol v'yovel l'chabes hamapa, that he shouldn't come to do like he does during the weekday, and he'll end up cleaning the cloth. So first of all, what we're talking about is a cloth that a person is makbid al svitos. So the normal thing he does when he gets it wet is wrings it out. So if you're talking about some shmata that a person doesn't care about, that's going to be mutter. The Bir Halacha raises a very interesting question. He says, how are you allowed to use the horse's tail? You're not allowed to use a balchai. So he brings those that say that we're talking about the horse's tail, but the horse, you're not using the horse. You're getting like a brush that's made of horse hair from the tail. However, the Bir Halacha's maskana is that you are allowed to get your horse to get his tail, rub the tail on your hand to clean it, or rub your hand on the tail to clean it. The reason being that when Chazal asur being mishtamish bebehema on Shabbos, they did not asur being mishtamish with the hair of the behema on Shabbos, only with the body of the behema. Which means, according to this, petting an animal where you're only moving the hair would not be a problem unless it's a psik reisha to geziza, where the animal will always shed. But if it doesn't always shed, then there would be no isser, according to the Mishnah Berurah, of moving the hair of an animal. Sif Yud Beis. Osur lenagev kos shehoya bo mayim o yayin b'mapa mishum da'osil de'ischita. To dry a glass that had water or wine with a cloth is osur, because you're going to come li'de'ischita. So first of all, there's water, there's wine, and there's shar mashkin. The Magen Avraham says it's osur in water and wine. The Mishnah Berurah brings that there are those that are even matur wine. L'maisa it's a machlokas rishonim. The Rambam shita is that yayin is usser, that there's an isser of kibus with yayin too. L'maisa, the Mechabra later, is sosin, not like him. So the halacha would be that it's only water and not wine and not shar mashkin. Now, b'makom tzorach, the Mishnah Berurah says that you can be makel with shar mashkin, but it seems like his achra is that you can be makel with wine too. But we'll see lemaisa with regard to drying glasses. Now, what the minig lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, is to be makel, that we dry the dishes with a dishcloth. So he says that one has to be careful that there shouldn't be a lot of water, because then you come lidei schita, unless it's the kind of towel that you never wring out. I mean, you use it for drying dishes, it gets wet, you put it down to dry, and you take another one, but you'll never wring out the actual towel. So it depends on the metzias. Now, this halach would be true even by mayim merubim, as long as you don't have a saturated towel and you're using the wet side. I don't know why would you want to do that anyway. But if you have a towel that's totally saturated, and you're using the wet part of it for the sake of drying, there's certainly a psik ratio that you're going to come with day schita. Now, with regard to drying dishes, so we say as long as the towel doesn't get soaked through and through in a way that it's a psik reish, it's going to be mutter. A dish towel, you're probably not going to be soaked. There's no shash schita. So you're allowed to dry dishes. Where is there a problem? The problem is that when you're drying a very narrow glass, there, when you stuff the towel into it, it's a psik reish at the schita. Lamaisa, the Sharetzion brings that it is a machlokas achronim. There's one day in the Magen Avraham, and the Gra holds that even that's not a problem. But it seems that the Mishnah Berurah himself would want you to be machmer in a narrow glass because of psikresha. But other than that, using a dish towel is not a problem. Since we're not machmer al schitoso, we say that you're not going to come lidei schita. Sif Yud Gimel. Ein mistaklin b'shabes b'marishol mateches she harifa ki zemel pirish kein sakin cotton chad v'chorif the chashinon sheme yosir bon nimin hamduldolim v'afilu kavua b'kosel. The Mishnah Brura learns up the sif as talking about a special kind of mirror they had. Apparently it was a metal mirror that was made of like very thin copper. And the way to use it was you'd look in the mirror, see when you've got hairs that are out of place, and then use the edge of the mirror for cutting those hairs. That means this mirror would also serve as something of a scissors for cutting stray hair. Now, the halacha is that Chazal made a lo plug. Even if you take such a mirror and hang it on the wall, it would still be aser. As a gzeira, all kulachad gzeira is a gzeira that you can actually do melechas gozes, you'll cut your hair on Shabbos. Aval mutar listakal b'mara she'em b'chshash za'afileina kavua. Whereas a mirror that doesn't have this chshash will be mutter, even if it's not hanging in the wall. Mishnah Brura learns that a mirror that does not have a sharp edge in a way that it was made for it, say a regular mirror which is silvered with glass, such a mirror, since you cannot use it for cutting, and it certainly wasn't made for it, and the ikar seems to be that it wasn't made for it, the fact that I'm going to look in the mirror, and because of that I'll bring scissors and cut, by then I'll remember that it's Shabbos. So la halacha, if it's a special kind of a mirror that's made for cutting, it's aser, otherwise it's mutter.